96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The field of Democratic candidates for Wisconsin governor includes former and current state officials, business leaders, and county executives. But one candidate fills a category all his own. Isabella Nieto has more.
Zachary Roper is the youngest candidate in the race. He's 22 years old and a student at Carthage College. He spoke with WXCO's Chad Holmes on Wednesday morning.
Being young is an advantage because I'm focused on where Wisconsin needs to be, not just in this election, but in 2035 and 2040.
Roper said he wants to increase the age 18 to 35 population in the state. He says they're the ones who build businesses, homes, and families.
What I would do is bolster the education systems. We need better education systems. My mom's a teacher. She has been a teacher for 25 years, and she tells me the struggles of what goes on with the public education system and how we need more federal funding, not just from this, the federal government, but from the state.
He also says he wants to attract more companies to set up shop in Wisconsin, hoping that will bring more jobs and more young families into the state. Roper also took aim at the state legislature, saying he wasn't happy with how the 2025-27 biennial budget turned out.
We basically caved in and just allowed the Republicans to do what they want to do.
He has some ideas on what would improve the legislature, including having one Republican and one Democratic majority chamber.
It would allow for more people to see what they go back and forth and what the budget they wanted to see to be done.
Roper faces a crowded field of Democrats in the August primary. I'm Isabella Nieto.
With winter warm spells becoming more and more common, it's important to be careful when you walk on the ice. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot breaks it down.
Milwaukee just hit nearly 60 degrees, and even Minneapolis reached the low 40s. That's spring melting weather, causing significant ice loss on the Great Lakes in just 1 week. They dropped from 15% down to a mere 5% ice coverage. Lake Michigan had over 11% ice, and now it's down to just 7%, while Lake Superior, the coldest of them all, has merely 3%. Inland lakes are having the same problem. Thinning ice and slushy open waters are revealing themselves. If you break through, the Coast Guard rushes out.
We have an ice rig and an airboat ready to go. It usually takes us about 10 minutes to get on the road, and then depending on how long it takes us to actually drive to the location.
That's Coast Guard Sturgeon Bay BM3 Evan Peffley. With the clock ticking and your life in the icy waters, how long do you have to survive? It's the 1-10-1 rule.
You have like 1 minute to catch your breath before you start freaking out and hyperventilating. And then you have 10 minutes of meaningful movements. You'll start to have issues with like moving your fingers, toes. And then generally speaking, like you have usually about an hour.
Gusty winds shove and heave ice sheets around, causing them to weaken. Where one spot may be a foot thick, and then taking your next step could be just inches.
Ice floes are the main causes people go out ice fishing. There'll be a crack in the ice, and then the wind will end up blowing a large chunk of ice with people on it, and people just start floating away.
No ice is completely safe ice, but clear ice is thicker compared to snow-covered, milky, or bubbly-looking ice. Also, avoid inlets, outlets, and narrows that have currents running underneath. And always bring ice picks with you and a rope. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Hayward United Methodist Church will be hosting a Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration on Monday. All are welcome to celebrate and remember the words of Martin Luther King Jr. in the passage of the Civil Rights and Voters' Rights Acts. The Hayward United Methodist Church asks that attendees bring a food item to donate to the Hayward Food Shelf. The celebration starts at 4:30 p.m. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing tips on recognizing human trafficking in honor of National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. State Patrol officials shared behaviors that could indicate someone is a victim of human trafficking, including acting fearful, submissive, or that their movements are being controlled. If you suspect someone may be a victim of human trafficking, you should call 911 if they are in immediate danger. You should call your local non-emergency police number or the National Human Trafficking Hotline if the situation is not life-threatening. A bill at the state capitol that would expand health care options for some farmers is inching forward in the legislature. Under Senate Bill 450, members of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau and other farm co-ops formed before 1922 could get access to health coverage. 12 groups are in favor of the bill, including the Wisconsin Farm Bureau, which says it provides an option to farmers who are ineligible or cannot afford to enroll in Affordable Care Act plans. 9 groups are against the bill, including the Wisconsin Farmers Union, which says unregulated health plans in Wisconsin would favor the young and healthy, causing an increase to the rest of the insurance market. The bill got a hearing on Tuesday. The assembly version is still waiting in committee. A version of the proposal failed to pass in the last legislative session. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Bucks lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lost to the San Antonio Spurs 119-101. Milwaukee fell so far behind, head coach Doc Rivers decided to wave the white flag and bench most of his starters.
We got our play, guys. Let me say this. Before the game, if you had told us we shot 48 threes, what would you have thought? We didn't make them. And the missed threes, long rebounds got them out running. That hurt us. But the fouling killed us.
The Bucks are off until Monday when they host the Hawks. College hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center tomorrow at 1 against Rutgers. Greg Gard on CBS Sports asked about that big win last weekend over number 2 ranked Michigan.
How many text messages were on your phone when you went to the locker room after the game?
Over 100. Most all the former coaches and ADs I've worked with and for. And no, it was fun. Proud of our players and locker room. Obviously, it was very celebratory.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy and breezy today with some light snow showers, mainly in the afternoon. Additional accumulations of around an inch. We're looking for temps to drop into the mid-teens by later in the day. A few light snow showers tonight, otherwise breezy and cold. Lows near 8 above.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.